Wow, there's a lot to sort out here with Kanye on Alex Jones and then Milo Yiannopoulos and Nick Fuentes, seeming to set up kind of a trap on Trump. And then Laura Loomer is slamming Marjorie Taylor Greene for, I think, supporting Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. And I think there are elements of the yay appearance on Alex Jones that could have been a trap, by the way. So I'm going to try to help sort all that out as best I can, as best I understand. People text me their thoughts and so on, and I'll just say up front as a disclaimer, I don't know for sure what's going on here, but I do know for sure, that there are infiltration and sabotage operations throughout, and that this is, it's all being done to stop Trump. Now I'm sure of that. I did a podcast the other day talking about health freedom movement infiltration that I believe to be funded by Rhino money. So certain individuals or organizations I believe are funded by Rhino money to displace anybody who is going to be a Trump supporter. And I think the globalists and the rhinos are absolutely desperate to do anything to get rid of Trump. You know, and they're aligned with the Democrats at this point, right? The rhinos and the Democrats are working hand in hand to try to get rid of Trump. And as you know, I have not endorsed any candidate for 2024. I really like Ron DeSantis and what he's done with Florida. I also know that the establishment is terrified of Trump, which tells me that Trump must be planning some really good things, but then I have issues with Trump on his Operation Warp Speed, as you know, pushing vaccines and so on. So we're going to have to wait and see where all this goes. But here's what Milo Yiannopoulos recently said. Now I'm paraphrasing, but he said that he is trying to make Trump's life a living hell. He's trying to trap Trump. So apparently Milo got Nick Fuentes attached to the yay visit to Trump and maybe even helped arrange the yay visit. I'm not sure about that. And that Milo says that this was designed to embarrass Trump. So number one, that's just ugly. Why you got to do that, Milo? I mean, why do you want to spend your life just trying to embarrass somebody, trying to set a trap for him? You know, it's just, come on. You want to help the world? Do something better than that. And then apparently Trump's staff fell for it. Now, part of Milo's plot here was to expose the weakness of Trump's staff in vetting people. At least that's what Milo says. Now, Milo does have a point on this in that Trump surrounded himself with horrible people in his first administration. Traitors, incompetent people. You know, people who just would not carry out the Trump agenda whatsoever. And they would not fight for America. I mean, look at his vice president, you know, Pence. Come on. What a weak, soy boy, conformist, obedient, you know, just wants to get along with everybody instead of getting something done. So I agree that that was Trump's major failing in his first administration. And I do share a concern about that. If Trump's going to have a second administration, he's going to have to find new people that are not part of the swamp. You would literally have to source people from all over the country, different geographical regions, who don't live in Virginia and Washington, D.C. and New York even. Just stop getting East Coast people if you want to represent all of America. And real America doesn't all live on the East Coast. I mean, I know a lot of people do, but not the whole country, not even the majority of the country. All right, so this is something that Trump's got to solve. Now then, Laura Loomer is simultaneously slamming Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I think MTG has done a lot of good things as a congresswoman. And I love her attitude, by the way. I love her pro-Second Amendment stance. I love her courageousness to speak out, right? So I'm a fan of MTG and what she's doing. But Laura Loomer has a really great point in all this. And by the way, I'm also a fan of Laura Loomer. I think Loomer's fantastic. I mean, she's a fighter. She's a truth teller. She's got courage. You know, I love these gals, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Laura Loomer, and Carrie Lake in Arizona. She's a fighter also. These are great Americans, okay? But Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently is supporting Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. Now, Kevin McCarthy is a rhino. And if McCarthy gets in there, then nothing good will happen for the J6 political prisoners. Nothing good will happen for the GOP or Republicans or the Trump agenda or America First or anything. Basically, Kevin McCarthy will be another Paul Ryan. He will be a gatekeeper to block anything from happening. He's just another vessel of the Rhino deep state, basically. He'll work with Democrats to block, you know, getting anything done. And we've had enough of that. And so I don't know why MTG is apparently supporting him. Maybe she's reversed herself by the time you hear this. Who knows? But we'll give her the benefit of the doubt and just see how long this lasts or what she wants to do with it. Okay, that's my take. All right. Now, at the same time, I would strongly encourage you to hear my interview with Ivan Raiklin. And it should be posting real soon here. Ivan Raiklin is a constitutional attorney and a former Green Beret. I think he retired as a lieutenant colonel. A great guy, very smart, knows his stuff. And he mentioned to me in this interview, which again, I encourage you to hear it, that if we can get someone like Biggs into the speaker position, or someone who is a, you know, pro-America, even pro-Trump agenda type of person, then they can have the sergeant at arms of the House release all the video footage, all the security video from January 6th. And once that comes out, it would expose the entire fraud, the hoax, the trap, the false flag, whatever you want to call it, because the Capitol Police were in on it, and Nancy Pelosi and her crew were in on it, and several rhinos were in on it. It was a trap to try to destroy Trump and destroy the Trump movement forever, and also to create a police state. That's why they call the military in all around the Capitol building for months. Remember that? They had the National Guard there. They turned D.C. into a military camp. Yeah, it was all theater to try to pretend like America was under attack by radicals, you know, Oath Keepers and Stuart Rhodes, who has been sentenced, well, not sentenced, but convicted of, treasonous sedition. And he's facing up to 40 years in prison. And he didn't even bring any weapons to the Capitol building. I mean, how do you have an insurrection without any weapons? That's just, anyway, the J6 prisoners, they need to be released. They're political prisoners, but this is contingent upon having the right person in the Speaker of the House position. And this is why there's so much frustration with Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently supporting Kevin McCarthy, okay? So that's the dynamic as I understand it, always subject to change, but I wanted to give you the best read that I have right now. Now, getting back to Ye on with Alex Jones, turns out I did make my appearance on Alex Jones the following day, so I was able to publicly comment about that, and I'll share with you what I said on the show with Alex. I said, look, Alex, you handled it brilliantly because you did not fall for the trap of deplatforming Ye. See, it could have been a trap. I'm not saying 100% for sure, but this is my guess. The trap could have been that somebody sends Ye, or he decides to do it himself, onto Alex Jones' show to say something totally outlandish and crazy that would get him booted off the show. I.e., maybe they wanted Alex to say, you can't say that here, I'm kicking you off, you know, leave the studio, get out of here, okay? That would have been a trap if Alex had fallen for it, which he didn't. But the trap would have been, oh, Alex, so you think it's okay to deplatform guests, you know, from your studio in real time? Well, that means that you must be in favor of big tech platforms deplatforming you then, right? You see, that's how the logic would have gone. So you get it. In essence, Alex, if he had fallen for the trap, he would have confirmed the philosophy of deplatforming people whose speech you do not like. But he didn't fall for the trap. He allowed Ye to stay on in the studio, on the air, saying horrible, abhorrent things, which rhymes with spittler and having a fitler and all kinds of jitler and mittler. Oh, yeah, it does rhyme with Bette Midler. It almost rhymes with Bette Midler, but it's not quite the same. There's a T instead of a D. Anyway, you get my point. Never thought of that. Bette Midler. Huh? How about that? She's closer to him than Alex Jones is, by the way. In any case, Now, what if this was all a distraction? Because a friend of mine who's a really good analyst texted me. He said he thinks, and I'm sorry, I can't name his name because it was a private conversation. He didn't give me permission to post it. But he says, what if this is all being done by Apple and the CCP to distract people from the slave labor uprising that's happening in China, which Apple Computer is helping to suppress, you know, any conspiracy with the CCP. So Tim Cook and Apple are all pro-communism, pro-China, pro-CCP, pro-slave labor. And that was the focus of all the conversation until Ye shows up on the Alex Jones show. And then all of a sudden it's about free speech versus censorship again. So was that a distraction? Was it a planned distraction? I don't know. It's just someone's analysis or educated guess, I suppose. But it could have been. It is odd. It is odd. Another person texted me. He said, I feel like we're watching a movie here. I feel like this is all scripted because the characters are cartoonish. I mean, who shows up on the Alex Jones show wearing a totally black full head hood? Not just a face mask, but the whole head. Not even, you can't even see his eyes through there, right? His eyes are covered. Who shows up in the Alex Jones studios doing that and then starts talking about how much he loves Mittler and Spittler and all that stuff, right? Who does that? No rational person does that. It's almost like it's a comedy movie or some kind of weird movie that we are watching. And I agree with that. There appear to be elements of this that are entirely scripted. It's like a Truman Show, and we're in it. We're in the show, and everything all around us is being scripted in order to focus our attention so that we don't figure a way out of the Truman Show virtual set. I think it was Don Serber that recently posted an analysis comparing our current times to the Truman Show. I think it was him. I want to give him credit if it is, because it was a really excellent piece. I apologize if I'm getting the person wrong. I read a lot of stuff by a lot of people, and sometimes the people blend together unless I'm checking the source. But as he pointed out, in The Truman Show, which it's good to go back and watch that movie starring Jim Carrey and Ed Harris. In the show, the Jim Carrey character named Truman was constantly distracted by fake emergencies, right? So they would fake a sea storm to prevent him from sailing away from his little town, you know, to try to keep him locked down. But they wanted to convince him that it's dangerous to leave, so they use fear. Or he tried to drive across a bridge at one point and said, oh, road's closed. And he's like, why? Why is the bridge closed? Why is the road closed? And it's a radiation spill. Yeah, yeah. Sounds kind of like what the world is today, where it's, you got to lock down, and you say, why? Pandemic outbreak, man. You know, it's always some made-up nonsense, isn't it? Of why you have to be afraid and why you have to obey and why you have to do what you're told. Just like the Truman Show. Exactly like the Truman Show. That is really quite notable and very important to keep in mind. And they even told Truman a fake history. I forgot the details in the movie, but it was something like his father died in a boating accident or something like that. And so they used that to instill fear into the Truman character. So they actually faked the death of a family member, which was another actor who did not die. But they made him think that he died. So they use psychological terrorism and fear to control you, to shape your behavior. You know, classic social engineering and psychological operations, as I call it, journoterrorism. And this is exactly what is going on in our world today. For example, you look at the media right now, the mainstream media is condemning the brutal crackdown by China against the uprising in China, the peaceful protesters in China. But that same media condemns any kind of protests among conservatives in America or any kind of free speech in America. Even though they might claim they support free speech in China, they do not support free speech in America whatsoever. Well, why is that? The answer is that they don't have an actual set of philosophical principles. They're just being ordered what to do by the CIA, and it's all a psychological operation. So, yeah, we're living in a Truman Show. And when you see characters like Ye with a full black hood coming in and, I don't know, like a puffy ski jacket or something, into the Alex Jones studios, which I admit, the studio there is very, very cold. It's crazy cold. Alex likes to keep the temperature very low, like 61. I mean, it's, no, seriously, I'm shivering sometimes. Just as a side note, when I'm hosting there and there's a commercial break, I have to get up and run around. I was like, oh, I have to move around because I'm freezing. But anyway, so I get the ski jacket, but not the black hood part. That's crazy. It's something that's designed to distract, I believe. I think it's a distraction. And I think a lot of things are distractions. And we have to be careful in the independent media, all of us, we have to be careful not to be led down the rabbit trail of following distractions that were put out for us as breadcrumbs by the establishment. We need to refocus on what's important. Like, how do we, you know, how do we dismantle the corruption? How do we get evil, horrible people out of power? How do we get good people back into Congress? And, you know, how do we expose the fraud? And great organizations are doing that, like Project Veritas and James O'Keefe and, you know, many others and so on. We've got to stay focused on the things that matter. So keep all this in mind. As you watch this movie unfold, remember that these are distractions. There are some characters, I don't know exactly who, but there are some characters that are paid. They're collecting huge sums of money to be infiltrators and to try to blow up the Trump freedom movement or even the health freedom movement from the inside. I know they're there. I know they're getting money from somewhere, globalists or rhinos or a combination of the two. And there's a ton of money floating around. And there are a lot of people who are operating right now in the political space, the health freedom space, and so on. And it's all designed to keep you enslaved. It's all a giant Truman Show. So that's my take on things, folks. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be sure to check out my interview with Ivan Raiklin. That should be posted on my channel on Brighteon.com. Take care.